Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph near the bottom of the Amud. In the previous podcast, we demonstrated that Malachim have their year change at the beginning of Nisan, such that if a king were theoretically crowned at the end of Adar, the next day, on the first of Nisan, we would count it as the second year of that king for dating documents. So Amar Rav Chista L'shon L'Malachei Yisrael, this is only true for Jewish kings. L'Malachei Umot HaOlam, for non-Jewish kings, Mi Tishrei Maninan, we count from Tishrei. Shenamar, what's the proof text? Divrei Nechemiah Ben Chechaliah Vayibachroj Kislev B'Shnat Tisrim. This is the beginning of Sefer Nechemiah, as a cupbearer for the king Artachshasta, and it says it is in the month of Kislev, the ninth month, in the 20th year. Uchti, Vayibachroj Nisan, Shnat Tisrim Tashasta, and that's when he arrived. So, 4 months later, it's still, even though it's already in the month of Nisan, it's still called the 20th year. Medikai, because they have a Karlish Nat Tisrim, a Karlish Nat Tisrim, the fact that in Kislev he's calling it the 20th year. And then later in Nisan, calling it the 20th year, Bechad Rosh Hashanah, Lav Nisan Hu. That proves that the Rosh Hashanah can't be Nisan because that would be the 21st year. 20th year of, ostensibly of Tachshasta's rule. So, we understand in the first pasuk it says in the 20th year of Artachshasta. So you see in the second pasuk in Chamibet, Elohim Artachshasta. Who says the pasuk in Perak Aleph means the 20th year from Artachshasta's rule? Dilma l'minyan achrino. Maybe it's some other count. Papa shnat tisrim, shnat tisrim. Like the Arshara, we saw this referenced in the previous podcast. Or Papa says the fact that it says shnat tisrim in both makes gzeirah shavah. Mahatam l'Artachshasta, just like in Perak Bet, it is from Artachshasta's rule. Avachal Artachshasta. Okay, my demasa di kislev kardim, demasa di nisan kardim. Who says that the story that happened in Kislev happened first? Maybe the story in Nisan happened first, and indeed Nisan is the beginning of the. Lo sakadaita. The time of Rahim Shamar Hanani the Nechemiah Bechislev, Amran Nechemiah the Melech bin Nisan. Hanani was the one who told Nechemiah that the walls were down, that the Jewish community in Jerusalem was under siege, and those are the same words that he then transmitted to the king 4 months later. Here's Rahman and Nechemiah Chislev, Shneimar, Divir Nechemiah Ben Chachaliah, Vibuchorosh Kislev, Shnat Tisrim, Hidu Shalom Bira, Vimochanani, Achad Miachai, Huvan Hashim Yehuda, Vashalem Al Yehudim, Aplita, Shuni Sharum and Hashevi. Value Shalim from Ruli, and Isharim, Ashani Sharum and Ashevi, Shalim and Dinar, Ang Dola, Kherpav, Khan Yushalim, Mefuretzed, Usharen, Stuba Esh. So the fact that the walls are down, the city's in besiege, etc. Amran Nechemiah the Melech Penisan, Shneimar, from Shizan, Shavan, Assumed, Ashat, Melech Yain, Lefanav, עד מתי יהיה מהלך חכם ומתי תשוב הייתה בפני המלך וישתכן ונתנה לו זמן. So, in sum, in Perak Aleph, Nechemiah gets the report of the terrible things that have gone on in Yerushalayim at the beginning of the rebuilding of the city. And in Perak Bet, he tells the king all of that and essentially requests permission to go and to help the community in Yerushalayim, which he does. So that means that the Nisan story happened afterwards, and it's still the 20th year, so it can't be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan can't be the time at which a king like Artachshasta's rule would have changed, gone up by a year. Meiti Rabbi Yosef, so in Sefer Haggai, counting from Daryavish's rule. This is the month of Elul, and it's called the second year of Daryavish. And a month later, it's the seventh month, which according to what we just said should now be the third year of Daryavish, because according to what we said, Tishrei should be when his rule changes. It's so called the second year. It should have been the third year. Rav makes this interesting comment. He says, Koresh was a proper king. Therefore, he got reckoned like a Jewish king, and Nisan was his Rosh Chodesh. was it Rosh Hashanah? Matkif for Rav Yosef Chaim ken kashu kray adadi. If that's the case, then we have a contradiction. Tivishitzaya beita dana on yom tlat the yerach adar di shnat sheet lemalchut hayavish malka. Time rotoz man the shana ba'a laizem bavel v'galutoimo. Vehoyishlam achodesh hachamishi shnat shashviit lamelach. So we have a problem because here we have a consideration that in the third day of the month of Adar, this is evidently when the dedication of the Mikdash was, in the sixth year of Dayavish, and then it says, a year later, Ezra came up, and it was in the fifth month, and it was called the seventh year, which means that, according to what you said, if Koresh really was a proper king, Nisan should have been a turnaround, and this should have become the eighth year. Besides which, all these psukim are at Dayavish, and we're talking about, you're saying that Koresh was a Melech Kasher, which is a play on the word Koresh, Kasher. Tana, who Koresh hu Dayavish hu Artach Shasta? Here we have this very strange statement of Chazal that say that these three different kings are really the same person. Take a look, I quoted the Balamor on the handout. His comments here are critical. Koresh, Melech Kasher, again, like we saw in the previous podcast with Sichon, that his names really reflect different things about him. Why is he called Koresh? Because he's Kasher. Artachshasta al shem malchuto, that's the royal name. Umashmo Dayavishmo, Darius is his real name. Komakom Kasha, so now we have a problem. When's Rosh Chodesh? I was Rosh Hashanah, I'm Yitzchak Lokasha. Karam Konu Shechmitz, Karam Lachar Shechmitz. This, of course, is practically, on a practical level, impossible. To say that before he went bad, he was counted like a Jewish king in Nisan. And then afterwards, he was shifted to Tishrei, which of course becomes very problematic because then any counting doesn't work. If it's not consistent. Malkov Kahana Umiachmit, since when did this Koresh Dayavish fellow go bad? Vaktiv Uma Khashkhan Uvne Torin of the Khin Vimin Alavan Aloha Shmaya Khintin Malachamar Mashach Mamakan of Yerushalayim Abu Mitavi Lahon Tavin Lahom Yom Biyom Dilo Shalu. He sent all sorts of gifts to Yerushalayim that he brought with this new Mikdash that he commissioned he built. So he's a good guy. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Matunach Dilohon Maharkavin Nichokhin Lola Shmaya. It's in the Chaim Malka of Noi. And he said, well, Rabbi Yitzchak says, this is not really a great thing. He was doing it because he wanted them to bring offerings on his behalf. So, Manda Barachla Mal Yutahi, that's not good enough. Atanya, Marcel Azut, Snakabi Shulshi, Kubanai, Shulshi, Eskel, Al-Chaim Ambar, he said, Sadiq Kamor, if you give stock on condition that it's used in order to give you Chayel Ambar or save somebody's life, you're still a Sadiq. In other words, even if Koresh was sending all these korbanot for his own personal need, it's still a great thing. So Lokasha can be Yisrael, can be Nochrim. So we say no, that motivation ceases to be an impediment when there's an ulterior motive, be Yisrael. But with non-Jews, we require actually a higher level. The other possibility is that he actually went bad later. So he's ordering to give these stone and wood scaffolding to be built. Why do you make the bottom wood? So then if the Jews rebel, he can burn it down. So you see that he's a bad guy. Didn't Shlomo do the same thing? Shlomo made part of the building out of cedar wood. So the answer is Shlomo put the cedar wood above. But the Koresh made it on the bottom. Shlomo shake vinyana. Shlomo sunken into the building. Yulo shake vinyana. He left it out. Shlomo side yabesida. Shlomo had it plastered. Yulo side yabesida. Okay. Yosef yitem rabbi yitzchak. Menalan dachmitz. We have another proof that Koresh went bad. Miachem yoriam melech. And again, this is all the same king. If you remember that this is all based on the midrash of Seder Olam, which conflates these kings together. There's lots and lots of literature out on the issue of Seder Olam and the chronology and the issue of the Persian monarchs. Worthwhile reading. Why is it that when Nehemiah approaches the king in Perek Bet, that it says Hashegal, sort of his concubine is sitting next to him? My Shegal, Amram Ravema Mishmei Derav Kalbata. So it merely means a dog. Elamiata, Dichtiv, Almare Shmei Tromat, Mani Devete, Tayu Karamach, in Sefer Daniel, when he says to Nebuchadnezzar, you've rebelled against God, and you've taken his kelim, and you've had you, and among others, and your shegal drinking from them. Shegal kalbata, he kalbata at mishtai chamru, since when does a dog drink wine? So lakasha demalfala v'shatya, he would actually give it to her, and she would drink, Nebuchadnezzar. Right, so it's a dog. Me'ata dichtiv, v'not malachim yikrotach, and it's like shegal l'mincha b'chetam ofir, the pasuk in Tehilim Memhei, which is a wedding parak, it's a royal wedding parak, mentions a shegal l'mincha. Shegal kalbatahi, my kamavasar l'navi the Yisrael, what kind of great nevuah is this, that we're going to eventually have this sort of scene of the king with his shegal next to him? So we read it as follows. Because Am Yisrael loves the Torah as much as these non-Jews love their Shegal, that's why you're going to get this beautiful jewels. Let's go back and say Shegal really is a queen, not a dog. But he had a tradition that Koresh had gone bad. My Korela Shegal, Tachavalav Keshegal. So even though she was really a queen, she was kind of like a concubine to him. Inami Shoshiv Makom Shegal. He put her in that special place. Ivaitema Non Dachmit. So it's another proof that he went bad. Mehacha Ad Kesef Kikarin Meah. Chitin Kurin Meah. Verchamar Batin Meah. Verbatin Meshach Meah. Malachti Lochatav. Originally, he gave unending gifts, and then later on, by the way, is Daryabish, not Koresh, but this, in this Midrashic work, they are one. Then he started putting limits, 100 of these, 100 of those. Maybe originally he didn't know the number, and now that he knew how much they needed, he set numbers. We go back to our original answer, how we know that went bad, and therefore later on they started counting his years from Tishrei. We'll pause this point. We'll pick it up with further analysis of the Mishnah and the issue of the Regalim, starting at Nisan. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.